News 29th of January, 2022. A report just came out claiming all gas stoves leak even when off. While I find this hard to believe, because it seems there would be a lot more fires in homes, they claim the amount of gas is equivalent to 500,000 cars if all the leaks in this country are added up. They want everyone to get rid of their gas stoves and get electric ones. They never talk about the problems with electric stoves, such as some going on by themselves, not operable during electric outages and uneven cooking temperatures. Electric is more expensive than natural gas and food takes longer to cook. There are a lot of people who, if they could, would switch to gas cooking. One thing is for sure, you never have to worry about an element burning out on a gas stove. Scientists believe they may have found the oldest place on Earth. It is named the Bibra. It is a region of Western Australia and is said to contain the oldest fossils found so far. So how old is this region? It is believed to be 3.6 billion years old. It is said the Aboriginals knew this. The area is large, being double the size of the British Isles. Scientists like to talk a lot about firsts. Hardly anyone ever talks about lasts. Because of this, I would like to mention the fact archaeologists believe they have found the last gladiatorial arena built by the Romans. Strangely enough, it is in Switzerland. How do they know when it was built? They found a coin which could only been minted between 337 to 341 AD. The building materials were also said to indicate the late date. The site is in Kaiser Augst. One thing I find fascinating is the fact people actually built castles in caves. I mentioned this before, but I found there are two cave castles built near each other. These castles are referred to as Puxalook cave castles. It seems to have some cost advantages and also some disadvantages if you have to leave in a hurry. The cave does give protection on three sides, but this probably also means the only way out is at the front of the castle unless there is some hidden cave exit. The caves are located in Tiefenbachkack, Austria, and are named Luig and Chalorn. There is a legend which states Chalorn Castle is haunted by a shadowless man. There is an object which is about 4,000 light years from Earth, which is relatively close when you think of the vastness of space, which is doing something that has some scientists puzzled. It is releasing huge bursts of energy three times every hour. Of course, this was about 4,000 years ago, so it may not be doing this anymore or even be there. I say this because it takes light 4,000 years to reach us from this object. Scientists are starting to think the object might be a neutron star or even a white dwarf star with a powerful magnetic field. It could also be something we have never encountered before. I know most of us are familiar with the story of the old lady who lived in a shoe. A bizarre discovery was made in the woods of the United Kingdom. Explorers came across a large house built out of concrete in the shape of a shoe. Not only that, but it was said an old lady once lived there. Could the story of the old lady living in a shoe have come from that? No. It seems the story is far older than the real old lady living there. It is said she lived in the shoe house in the 1950s. I guess she thought the story was a good idea. The shoe house is in terrible disrepair and in time will disappear, but the cement part will probably last for much longer. There was a Soviet submarine which was sent off the coast of the United States armed with nuclear missiles in the late 1960s. It carried three nukes. It had the designation K-129. When it failed to check in, the Soviets became worried and eventually it became obvious it was lost for some reason. The wreck was eventually found by the Navy and the CIA tried to retrieve the sub. They noticed an internal explosion ripped the metal outward, but they also noticed the front of the sub was missing. The Global Explorer, which was said to be a deep sea mining vessel, was sent out on a secret mission to retrieve the wreck in about 1974. The ship had hydraulic claws. As the submarine was being raised, one claw broke and the submarine went back down to the bottom, and it was left there along with three nuclear missiles. There are far more nuclear weapons on the sea floor than we realize, both from America and Russia, and perhaps other nations. There has been a first in medicine and in robotics. A robot was allowed to perform the first laparoscopic surgery on its own. Don't worry, it wasn't on a human, it was on a pig. Here is the thing, it was a huge success and the results were said to be much better than if a human doctor did it. The robot is named STAR, which stands for Smart Tissue Autonomous Robot. The operation was to connect two ends of intestine, which is said to be one of the hardest things to do in gastrointestinal surgery, because if the stitches are not exactly correct, there will be leaks leading to problems. The operation required precision and many repetitive motions. The robot performed four of these operations with spectacular results. It may not be long before we find an autonomous robot in the operating room. If you have been following the news, you know China and Russia may have a lead over us in hypersonic weapons. What you may not know is a new source is reporting a Chinese scientist who has hypersonic weapons secrets has defected to the United States. It was said he was one of the scientists who actually developed the new Chinese hypersonic missile. Supposedly the scientist made it known to the British he would give us the hypersonic secrets if we provided protection to him and his family. Archaeologists laughed when an Egyptian official said he had discovered more Sphinx statues which were as big as the famous one. Fast forward to now. Archaeologists have uncovered huge sphinxes in an ancient temple in Egypt. They are from the era of King Amenhotep III, who ruled Egypt about 3,300 years ago.